This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, who is in London, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, writes political economics. He's written on Brexit over the years. And, of course, he writes on London and Boris Johnson's government. But right now we're dealing with what appears to be a provoking event for the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, who's extremely unhappy and has spoken sharply of the negotiation between Canberra, London, and Washington about a triple alliance announced. This has to do with submarines, nuclear-powered submarines to be built by the Australians with U.S. and U.K. technology. In the interim, while the building's going on, the U.S. and the U.K. will provide nuclear-powered submarines to be based out of Western Australia near Perth, having to do with the containment of China. It's complicated. However, what is straightforward is that Macron of France, running for re-election, is exceedingly annoyed, unhappy. Enraged is not too strong a word here. Joe, how has this been presented in London to the British media, by the British media to the citizens of the United Kingdom?
Well, I think definitely there's a lot of interest in the submarine deal and a lot of enthusiasm for it because it is reassuring Brits that after Brexit, there is still a strong strategic place for the United Kingdom in the world. I think that is definitely the message Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has been keen to send as they have been talking about this. It seems to be the message that a lot of the media and the public are getting about it. And so I think from that perspective, it is kind of good news for the U.S. and others as well, because there had been this question about strategically how Britain would sort of create a new path for itself after Brexit. I mean, certainly it is still a member of NATO. That has not changed. But it is no longer quite so bound up within some of these strategic discussions within the European Union. And so I think that this submarine deal is definitely being viewed through that lens of the first big strategic stamp Britain has tried to leave on the world since Brexit. And so far, it seems to be a reasonable success.
Is the assumption that it will blow over, there are other metaphors, that it will pass? Is the assumption that Macron, President Macron, is making to do about this because he's running for re-election as a Gaullist, is the assumption that this is a thousand-year-old dispute arising again, all the romance of the last thousand years in the tangle between Britain and Normandy and France? What is the assumption about the unhappiness, Joe?
Well, I think that it's difficult to get a read on that because there are so many conflicting elements at work there. I mean, I think that certainly there are a lot of people in the UK who understand that it is beneficial for the United Kingdom to have a positive, healthy working relationship with France, and they need each other on a lot of economic and strategic issues. Also, I mean, they're not, the UK is no longer in the European Union with France, but they are in NATO together. So they benefit from being able to cooperate. But against that, you have the sense that the Britons have always felt that their relationship with the US, that it was natural that that should be stronger than America's relationship with other European partners. And I think that there's been a sense in which Britain has tried to jealously guard that relationship. And so I think there is a tendency to think that whatever France feels about this deal, they need to get over it because Britain is just taking what was always its rightful place in the world at America's side. You can discuss whether that's a healthy attitude for the UK to have. I'm not entirely sure that it is, but my impression is that that's the way that a lot of people here are inclined to view things right now.
We're told Boris Johnson is in the United States, New York and Washington, to visit with the president and vice president, also the United Nations General Assembly. We're told that Boris Johnson does not expect a free trade agreement between the now Brexited United Kingdom and the United States anytime soon. Is that a surprise, Joe?
Not really, because that was always going to be a fraught negotiation. And I think that people like Boris Johnson, who supported Brexit in 2016, consistently underestimated how challenging it would be to negotiate a deal like that. And I think that certainly President Biden thinks he has bigger fish to fry. It's worth pointing out here that France can take some comfort from the fact that Prime Minister Johnson has not been particularly well treated on his U.S. visit so far. I mean, certainly he has been delivered disappointing news on the prospect of a U.S.-UK free trade agreement, which is something that is very important to him. And then also the Biden administration preempted the Biden-Johnson meeting by announcing a relaxation of the travel restrictions on Europeans wanting to visit America. That had been a very important issue with Boris Johnson, that he had talked about planning to raise with Biden. I mean, if Biden had wanted to be nice to Johnson, he could have waited until after the meeting and then let Johnson claim some of the credit for changing his mind on that. So I think that is probably politically a disappointment that Boris didn't get the opportunity to do that either.
Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, he's in London. He writes the political economics column. We've looked at inflation. We've certainly looked at China, and we brush by the dispute, thousand-year dispute, between Great Britain and France. This is a family feud. We're going to turn now to matters in Britain because, as that famous TV show said, winter is coming and there's trouble. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.